This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter to the law firm of Isaacs & Isaacs, address on file. Dear counselor, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Nancy Riley, please note the following medical letter, period. Nancy is N-A-N-C-Y, Riley, R-I-L-E-Y. On September 24th, 2024, I performed an independent medical evaluation, period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, comma, took the history directly from the client, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 47-year-old female who was involved in an automobile accident on or about November 17th, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she sustained injury when another vehicle turning left forced the collision, period. The patient's vehicle was totaled and not drivable, period. The patient was in a 2018 Toyota automobile, and the other vehicle was a minivan, period. All airbags were deployed, period. The patient was jerked, period. The airbag hit the patient's left knee, chest, and left hand, period. She had immediate pain in her left knee, comma, chest, comma, and left hand, period. Despite adequate treatment, present day, she is still having pain and difficulties involving her left knee, period. New paragraph. Her left knee pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. She was told that she had a torn meniscus and required surgery, period. Her pain is worse with weather and activities, period. It is mostly a constant throbbing sensation, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment is best recollected by the patient. Was that day ambulance took her to Columbus Regional Hospital. She was treated and released after they did x-rays, period. They referred her to an orthopedic specialist at Southern Indiana Orthopedics, period. She was seen there several times, period. She had an MRI, comma, surgery, comma, physical therapy, comma, and medicines, period. The surgery was performed at Columbus Surgical Center by Dr. Guys, G-U-S-E, period. She had follow-up physical therapy, period. She also followed up with her regular rheumatologist on a routine appointment, period. She saw her family doctor routinely, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems standing over 30 minutes, comma, sitting over an hour, comma, walking over 100 feet, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications she denies other than over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter medicines, comma, a knee brace, comma, and exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for rheumatoid arthritis. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals left knee surgery due to this automobile accident in 2023, which was arthroscopic in nature, period. She had a pin inserted in her wrist due to a fracture as a child, comma, tonsils as a child, comma, tubal ligation, comma, hysterectomy, comma, an arthroscopic right knee cyst joint removal in 2012, period. New paragraph. Past traumatic medical history. The patient never injured her left knee in the past, period. The patient had rheumatoid arthritis in both knees, but was not painful in the left knee, period. The left knee was never treated for rheumatoid arthritis, only the right knee, period. The patient never had a left knee injection for rheumatoid arthritis, but she did in the right knee, period. This automobile accident has aggravated her pre-existing rheumatoid arthritis, period. The patient never had a torn meniscus in the past, period. The patient has not had prior serious automobile accidents, only minor automobile accidents, and none required treatment, period. The patient had a work injury where she pulled muscles in 2003, injuring her low back, period. She had home physical therapy for about 2 weeks and it healed without permanency, period. She fractured her arm twice as a child without permanency, period. She fractured her ankle at age 18 without permanency, period. New paragraph, occupation. She is a DoorDash driver, now working full-time, period. At the time of the accident, she was doing housework, and as a result, no work was missed, period. New paragraph. I did review an extensive amount of medical records and would like to comment on some of the pertinent studies, period. Emergency room report dated November 17th, 2022. 45-year-old female with a history of hypertension who presents to the ER for evaluation after a motor vehicle accident, period. She was driving around 55 miles per hour when she T-boned another vehicle, period. An airbag did deploy, period. Has pain in the left clavicle and central chest area where the seatbelt grabbed her, period. Pain in the left wrist and left hand, period. Pain in the left knee anteriorly, period. Reason for visit, chief complaint, motor vehicle crash. 2, chest injury. 3, wrist pain. 4, hand pain. The diagnoses were 1, motor vehicle accident. 2, contusion of the left chest. 3, injury of the left knee. 4, sprain of the left wrist. 5, contusion of the left hand, period. On physical examination, they documented the abnormalities. They did x-rays of the chest, wrist, hand, and knee, were negative for bony injuries, period. Southern Indiana Orthopedics, December 15th, 2022. Pre-op diagnosis was internal derangement of the left knee, 2, sprain of the medial collateral ligament of the left knee, 3, tear of the medial meniscus, left knee, period. Columbus Specialty Surgical Center, operative report dated February 1st, 2023. Procedure performed was 1, partial medial and lateral meniscectomy, left knee, 2, arthroscopic chondral debridement, left knee. Post-op diagnoses, 1, medial and lateral meniscus, tear, left knee, 2, medial femoral condyle, chondromalacia, 3, lateral femoral condyle, chondromalacia, 4, patellofemoral chondromalacia. Findings, there was an unstable anterior horn flap tear with posterior horn cleavage tear involving approximately 40% of the meniscus, period. Indications for the procedure, patient does recall a specific injury. MRI confirms the presence of a meniscus tear. Southern Indiana Orthopedics visit note February 16th, 2023. Chief complaint status post left knee arthroscopy with partial medial and lateral meniscectomies and chondral debridement, period. Southern Indiana Orthopedics, MRI of the left knee, November 28th, 2022. 1, tear posterior horn and body medial meniscus, 2, intermediate grade chondromalacia, 3, capsulitis, period. New paragraph. I, Dr. Mandel, after review of the records and performing an IME, have found that all of her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of November 17th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination today by me, Dr. Mandel, the patient presented with an abnormal gait and a limp, period. Examination of the skin revealed arthroscopic scars of the left knee due to surgical repair for this injury, period. There's an unrelated left wrist scar due to pin insertion as a child due to fracture, period. There's an old unrelated arthroscopic scar of the right knee, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Cervical examination was unremarkable with normal thyroid. Auscultation of the heart regular rate and rhythm, period. Auscultation of the lungs were clear, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic and lumbar examinations unremarkable, period. Examination of the right lower extremity was normal, period. Examination of the left knee and extremity was abnormal, period. There was 10% swelling of the left knee, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the left knee, period. There was diminished strength and crepitance of the left knee, period. Knee flexion was diminished by 32 degrees, period. External rotation diminished by 8 degrees, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. Sensation was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, left knee trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, sprain, comma, internal derangement, comma, tear of the medial meniscus, comma, and tear of the lateral meniscus, resulting in arthroscopic surgery February 1st, 2023. Number 2, chest trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and contusion resolved. Number 3, left hand trauma, comma, pain, comma, strain, comma, and contusions resolved. Next number, left wrist sprain and trauma resolved, period. The above diagnoses were directly caused by the automobile accident of November 17th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, I am referring you to Table 16-3, period. The patient qualifies for a 9% lower extremity impairment, which converts to a 4% whole body impairment, utilizing Table 16-10, period. The basis for this 9% lower extremity impairment is strictly and totally a direct result of the automobile accident of November 17, 2022, period. By permanent impairment, I mean that the patient will have continuous pain and diminished range of motion involving the left knee for the remainder of her life, period. As she ages, she will be much more susceptible to worsening arthritis in the left knee, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include the following, period. Continued over-the-counter anti-inflammatory and analgesics will cost $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A knee brace will cost $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. Some additional knee injections will cost approximately $1,800, period. A TENS unit will cost $500, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, GON of Dictation.